Another major data center project is coming to El Paso. It feels like deja vu to say that, since just a few weeks ago, I wrote several stories and did a couple of podcasts about a completely separate massive data center coming to Doniana County just next door to El Paso called Project Jupiter. That one is a $165 billion investment by OpenAI and Oracle that elected officials across the state line approved last month. This time, it's Meta. The parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, that's valued at $1.8 trillion, is developing a 1,000-plus acre site in northeast El Paso that it bought from the city a couple of years ago. It's not a new project. Meta, using a front company, bought the land and secured tax incentives as well as a water supply agreement for this data center back in late 2023. Last week, Meta announced the project publicly for the first time at a glitzy event at the Plaza Hotel and said it would spend $1.5 billion to build this data center that will employ 100 full-time workers. In exchange for making the investment, the city and county agreed to an incentive deal that gives Meta an 80% break on its city and county property taxes for decades. There's a huge gap between how El Paso's elected officials like Mayor Renard Johnson and County Judge Ricardo Samaniego have lauded this project and how average El Pasoans view this tech giant coming to El Paso to build another node in its system of artificial intelligence technology. The public's concerns about data centers hoovering up our water and electricity resources are widespread. And many El Pasoans wonder why the city and county governments needed to grant tax breaks to Meta, a trillion-dollar giant with tens of billions of dollars on hand. To be clear, I asked to interview representatives of the city's economic development department so they could share their views about why this is a good and beneficial deal for El Pasoans. They declined. So, how much water will Meta consume? And will it affect the availability of water for El Pasoans? What about electricity? And are we seeing the early stages of a data center building boom in the borderland? In just a moment, El Paso Matters editor Pablo Villa and I will talk through this Meta data center project and try to answer those questions. But first, this El Paso Matters podcast episode is sponsored by Tani, Acosta, and Chaparro, truck crash and injury attorneys. Their team of local, seasoned trial attorneys are ready to help if you've been injured in a crash. Now, on to our conversation. Pablo, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Diego, thank you very much for having me. So it feels like same time next month, right? In our last episode, we talked about Project Jupiter. That's the $165 billion data center campus that's just across the state line over in Doniana County. And that, in many ways, is reshaping how we think about energy and infrastructure and the borderlands' role in this burgeoning field of artificial intelligence, right? But this time around, we're talking about sort of the same thing, just on the other side of the Franklin Mountains, right? Over there in northeast El Paso, construction is going to get underway pretty soon on another massive data center project that you've been paying attention to. This one is led by Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Meta plans to invest, and you've alluded to this already, but Meta plans to invest about $1.5 billion to build another data center that's on a 1,000-acre site over there in northeast El Paso, between Stan Roberts Senior Avenue, right? That's the street that runs east-west from US 54 out to Dyer, and then the New Mexico state line, right? So somewhere in that sliver of land up there. And that facility expected to employ about 100 people, right? And about close to 2,000 during the construction phase, right? And so during this episode, we're going to explore why El Paso was chosen, what the environmental trade-offs look like, and how this project fits into the region's, again, growing role as a hub for data infrastructure, right? So thanks for having me again in the host seat.
Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, and so let's start with the big picture, if you would. So what does this Meta project mean for El Paso, and how does it compare with the one we talked about last time in New Mexico?
Yeah, so I mean, the headline is just a much smaller investment, if you could call $1.5 billion a smaller investment compared to the $165 billion of Project Jupiter. But again, you know, that's a separate project. And this Meta one has been in the works for a while. It kind of flew under the radar. It was back in 2023 when this was kind of negotiated. They bought the land from the city. They secured a water supply agreement from El Paso Water, Meta did. They also got tax incentives approved by the county and city governments. And at the time, they were operating under this name Worldwide LLC, kind of a front company. But we all kind of knew it was Meta. But I think that the kind of this AI boom and kind of the hype around it wasn't as frenzied at the time in 2023. And so it flew under the radar a little bit. We kind of knew about it. We didn't, you know, think too much about the implications of the water and electricity usage. So it's interesting that now, and I've had other people mention that too, who work for the government, say, you know, this kind of flew under our radar as well at the time. And so now, you know, it's 2 years later, we've seen this really big spending boom by companies to build data centers here and elsewhere. And so that's kind of the framing here. And so Meta announced it publicly for the first time. Like I said, they were kind of operating under a front company. And so now last week they held this event at the Plaza Hotel and kind of publicly announced the project. And initially they were committing to invest $800 million. This is about 2 years ago. And they upped that to $1.5 billion, I think recognizing, Meta, our business demands, you know, we need to invest more in data centers and our artificial intelligence infrastructure. So we're upping the investment. And so that's kind of how it came together. It was kind of under the radar, and then now, boom, all of a sudden Meta's involved, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, and they're increasing their investment. And initially, I think their commitments in the tax incentives are to create 50 jobs, but they said to, you know, it'd be 100. So for whatever that's worth.
Okay. And we'll get into the details of some of those things in a minute here. But obviously, as you mentioned, Meta sort of recalibrated how it's going to approach this. I think that's just a really good example of the quick evolution of these things as they're happening. Another big impact that these data centers are going to have are on the environment, right? There's some environmental considerations that need to be made, and water usage is probably the chief one, right? And so that's been a major concern for residents both in El Paso and southern New Mexico with both of these data centers. Meta is going to install this closed loop cooling system, right, which involves a set amount of water. Can you tell us a little bit about the potential impact on local water resources with regard to the Meta Center?
Yeah, so we don't the closed loop system, we don't have a ton of information about, but the basic idea is that you sort of fill it up one time with water, and then it kind of circulates the water to cool the equipment, and then it kind of transfers the heat out, and then it just stays in a closed loop, and it, you know, it doesn't require constant usage. Most of the data centers, at least kind of the ones that have been built, you know, last 5 or 10 years, a lot of them used evaporative cooling, which is much more water intensive. And so that's when you hear about, you know, data centers using millions of gallons a day. And it's kind of this older technology. And now the new data centers, especially in dry areas like El Paso, are using this closed loop technology. So that's kind of that's what they say, right? But then Meta has this deal with El Paso Water that kind of the initial phase, and they're going to build this campus out over time. But initially, once they get it going, I believe the average daily usage permitted is 750,000 gallons a day, which is pretty significant. And then at full build out, it's 1.5 million gallons that Meta's permitted to consume a day or to purchase from El Paso Water. And for perspective, the Marathon Petroleum Refinery, which is, you know, one of the big industrial operators in the city, one of the biggest customers of El Paso Water, they use 1.1 million gallons. So 1.1 million for the refinery versus potentially up to 1.5 million daily for Meta's data center. So it's a lot. And I think, and you know, I mean, it's if you put it in perspective, like I think supporters of Meta could say, well, it's manageable. El Paso Water supplies 110 million gallons of water per day on average. They could supply up to 160 million gallons. And so, you know, 1.5 million, you know, relatively small percentage, right? That's what supporters of the project would say. And so the other thing too is that Meta, they say, well, we're not really going to use that much water. And they're, you know, in my interview with Meta, they were vague about that. But the bottom line was like, that's kind of what we're allowed to use, but our actual numbers will be less than that. And the way it's been explained to me is it's sort of like an insurance policy. Like, you know, if it gets extremely hot, if it's 120 degrees or 115 degrees, then we might need to draw more water for cooling. But unless, you know, most days of the year, we're not going to use that much. So that's really the situation with water is they're permitted to use, you know, in some people's eyes, kind of an alarming amount of water. But they say that it won't actually hit that much, and that's just the maximum allowable usage.
Okay, so that's the water side of things. Now there's a whole other side that involves power, right? And so how much electricity is going to be required to operate the site, and what steps has El Paso Electric taken to ensure that us as local ratepayers won't have to subsidize Meta's energy costs?
Yeah, and so I mean, this is something you hear about in El Paso and all over the country when it comes to data centers, and our system's a little bit different. But you know, there's lots of articles from national outlets about, you know, data centers show up someplace and the electricity prices rise, and so it's a big concern. For one, El Paso Electric has said that this Meta data center will be its biggest single customer. So it's going to require hundreds of megawatts of electricity capacity, which is enough to power, you know, tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of homes just for this one data center. The electricity stuff has been a little bit muddled and kind of hard to figure out because Meta told me in an interview, we're going to use renewable energy to power this facility. But then El Paso Electric said that basically for the first phase, they're just going to kind of use the resources El Paso Electric already has. So natural gas power plants and solar farms to power this. And then once the campus is fully built out, shout out to El Paso Times and Vic Colant got this nugget out of El Paso Electric. El Paso Electric told him that they're going to basically pay to build a natural gas power plant to sort of supply the facility down the line when it gets bigger. And so that's different than what I understood from Meta about this is going to be renewable energy. And El Paso Electric has said previously to the Public Utility Commission of Texas that they thought that it would be like two solar farms would supply it. So that's kind of a new thing I need to dig into more is whether or not they'll build a natural gas power plant to supply that. And El Paso Electric has been very careful to say that basically Meta is paying for everything. All of the stuff El Paso Electric has to build to serve this, you know, whether it's a power plant, whether it's, you know, new poles and wires and substations or whatever, just like stuff to deliver electricity to this data center. They say that Meta is paying for every penny of it. And, I know there's a lot of skepticism about that. El Paso Electric says, well, you know, we did this very detailed study to determine how much it would cost to provide electricity to this data center. And so that's how we're figuring out how much it's going to cost. And El Paso Electric developed a special rate just for Meta so that all of the, you know, money El Paso Electric is spending to serve the facility, they're getting back from Meta. So they've been very careful to say, like, you know, because there's a concern, and the Public Utility Commission raised this. They said, you know, before they approved this rate for Meta, they said, well, there's a possibility that you're building all this stuff. How do we know you're not just charging every customer for that and giving Meta the sweetheart deal, right? And so El Paso Electric, within the next couple of years, will have to submit evidence in some form that shows or proves that El Paso Electric customers broadly aren't paying for all this infrastructure to serve Meta. And so there is that safeguard in place, but, you know, I think... the concerns will persist, right? That, oh, you know, Meta's, you know, just paying a fraction of what it costs to serve them, and we're all paying higher bills to fund it. I think that's a concern people have.
Yeah, and by the way, in the background, El Paso Electric is gearing up for a rate case later this year, right?
To mention that, I mean, they've been pursuing that for over a year, and so I don't think that's related to Meta at all, but it's not a good look, right? I mean, I think in the next, you know, early next year, all our rates could go up 10, 15, 20 bucks per month on average, and so... It, I don't think it's directly related to Meta, but it's a bad look for sure.
Yeah, perception, right, is everything. Yeah. So that's interesting. You touched a little earlier on the economic incentives that are at stake here. So the city and county granted Meta these long-term tax incentives, right? And they look a little different from either end. But the city also pledged to kick in a $12.5 million for road improvements out there. So what are supporters and critics saying about whether this deal benefits the community in the long run?
Yeah, so the tax incentives are, I think, one of the parts that I understand the kind of concern and skepticism from residents the most. You know, if you talk to, as far as like the water and power, like El Paso Electric, they want more data centers. It's like a big customer, more money, you know, steady, reliable, big user. El Paso Water says, hey, we can meet the demands. Like we've planned for so long. We've got the water resources, like we can meet this. So you know, from that perspective, the experts there say, hey, we're fine as far as electricity and water. But when it comes to tax incentives, that's something that I've heard more from people, like, why are we giving tax incentives to this, you know, $1 trillion plus company, right? And the other thing too is like Meta, when I interviewed them, like I asked, you know, why El Paso, why'd you guys decide this? It was supposedly this, you know, many communities that were looking at this competitive process about where they were going to locate this data center. And they said, you know, that we found a great location with access to infrastructure and energy. That was a quote from Meta. So I think in the minds of others, it's like, The most important thing for a data center is having utilities available, electricity, water, as well as land. And the tax incentives, like, I don't know. I mean, you're foregoing much of the benefit, right? I think it's an 80% abatement for the city and county taxes, right? For, I think the city's deal is 35 years, and I think the county's is 15 years. So it's many years of Meta just paying a slim share of the taxes that it would typically pay to the city and county. And, you know, that's a lot of foregone revenue for the city and county. Of course, they would say, well, there's nothing there now, and so we're getting something. And also, supporters of Meta point out that Meta is not getting a tax break on the taxes it has to pay for example, the Isleta School District, El Paso Community College, the hospital taxes for, you know, that fund University Medical Center. So those entities will get the full tax benefit of this $1.5 billion investment. So that's a plus. And I think the overarching picture in the minds of the economic development people at the city and county is like, we want to attract more private enterprise here, more commercial operations to pay taxes. And, you know, ideally in the long run, maybe reduce the burden that residential taxpayers have to pay, homeowners like yourself. I'm not personally a homeowner, but, you know, I know, you know, the property taxes are something you hear people say are too high all the time. And so the thinking is like, over time, if we have more businesses and commercial entities paying taxes, then that's less of the share that residents have to pay. But on the flip side, like, okay, that's not, that wouldn't happen for decades, right? Because they're not going to pay most of their property taxes for decades. So it's kind of this trade-off. And again, I mean, like I said at the top, like I invited the city's economic development people to talk with me about it, and they declined, you know, about their perspective on why this is a good deal. And they declined. And I think, just, this is total speculation, I think there's a, you know, the public does not perceive of this project very positively. And so maybe they just kind of, you know, don't, it, the deal's signed and done. And so they don't need to address it publicly that much. Maybe that's their perspective. And I'll add too, on the incentives, the other part of it, it's not just the tax abatement. The city is giving $12.5 million, basically reimbursing Meta for improving the roads around their data center. And that $12.5 million is coming out of this fund. El Paso Electric paid the city $80 million back in 2020, I believe, it basically in exchange for the city approving the acquisition of the utility by this JP Morgan-owned fund, and when they kind of took El Paso Electric private. So it's this $80 million fund that's like very flexible, and like the city can use it for different things. And the biggest chunk that the biggest single expenditure so far is this $12.5 million for Meta. So, you know, I mean, is that a good deal? You know, people can decide for themselves, but it's quite a bit of money out the door, to bring Meta here in exchange for just 100 jobs, you know? And so, I've heard a lot of critiques. I've gotten a lot of emails and messages about people suggesting that it's not really the best deal for the city. Again, I kind of get the bigger picture. It's a huge investment. You want to bring, you know, entities like Meta here to boost the tax base. But I think, you know, whether or not they needed to give away that much, I think is a fair question.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, so when it comes to the potential for regional growth and workforce development, I mean, we talked a little bit about the number of jobs, but what does Meta's arrival mean for not just Northeast El Paso, but El Paso as a whole? I mean, in terms of jobs, infrastructure, and the potential for other tech-related investments to follow?
Yeah, so number one, I mean, obviously, like we said, there's 100 direct jobs who will work at the data center, fine, you know, whatever. I think it's 1,800 jobs during construction. So that's great for the contractors, right? And the construction companies, I think the expectation is for like roughly a 3-year construction period, maybe a little bit more. And so that's a few years of good, well, you know, a lot of money going to the construction companies and jobs there. So that's a positive. And I guess beyond that, you know, and there's always like the multipliers the economists talk about, where like, if you have so many jobs, then, you know, that supports jobs at like restaurants or, you know, whatever, like other businesses that, you know, people work at some place and they go spend money elsewhere, whatever. Kind of more bigger picture is like, okay, are we going to become kind of a data center hub, right? And I'll just point to, it's not only Project Jupiter over across the state line. It's not just Meta. There are other data centers here as well that are much smaller, but there are some, like, I believe the Taiwanese firm YWIN is developing one in Socorro, and there's this Apadan company that's developing some smaller ones. And so there's numerous data centers. And then also, the city of El Paso gave incentives worth, I believe, $875,000 to kind of a startup company called Fervorit that's based out of California that makes like a liquid cooling solution or technology for data centers. And they're bringing them here to this kind of like innovation hub that the city's developing at the airport, which is just one deal. But I think it points to like it you know, there's maybe more opportunities or sort of expansion in the data center industry generally in the El Paso area. And we could be kind of in the early stages of that. We'll see, you know, maybe we've seen other things kind of flame out as far as like economic development opportunities. But I think that maybe data centers could be one where it's sort of this, we have an industry here around not only building, but also servicing data centers. That could be a potential path forward from an economic development perspective.
Okay. One of the things that officials have floated to is the potential for community partnerships, right, with the development of this data center. And Meta has pledged to work with the nonprofit Dig Deep, right, to expand water access in Colonias, right? And we have several of those in the surrounding area. How significant is that commitment, and how might it help shape the company's image locally?
Yeah, and so specifically with the deal with Dig Deep, I don't think there's really a lot of specifics that have been made public yet. Dig Deep does good work. There's like a lot of people in the El Paso area broadly in the Colonias, whether it's in the Lower Valley or Chaparral or parts of even, you know, Doniana County that don't have sewer or water service. And so this, you know, entity Dig Deep kind of helps develop that, and El Paso Water does a lot of that too, a lot of providing first time water and sewer service, which a lot of times requires like state grants and stuff. So we'll see. Maybe I'm not sure the details, but I think, you know, that could be beneficial. But I think it points to Meta and the Project Jupiter developers, like, they would never acknowledge the big amount of concern and pushback from the residents, but I think that's kind of a tacit acknowledgement of like, hey, we need to win people over. We're coming in here as these big technology titans and, you know, requiring a decent amount of water resources and electricity, and not a lot of jobs, and so we need to kind of do more to improve our image. So we'll see with the Dig Deep one. Something interesting with Project Jupiter over in Doniana County, one of the big things they did to sort of win approval from the county commissioners there was that they said that they would provide $50 million in direct payments to the Doniana County to improve water infrastructure in Doniana County, particularly in Selman Park, which has dealt with, you know, bad water quality issues for a long time. And so I, you know, to me that was very significant. But so for Project Jupiter, we're a month plus since that was approved, and I've reached out to Selman Park and Doniana County, hey, what, any updates on that $50 million? And, you know, no word so far. It's still early, right, to be fair. But that's where it's going to be up to us to sort of, you know, check on this stuff. And is there follow through? Were these commitments fulfilled as far as the, you know, charitable and donations and you know, funding commitments for important infrastructure issues? It's easy to say that in a press release to kind of get people excited, but is the follow through there? I think it will be, but it's something we have to keep on them about for sure.
Yeah, you'll definitely be on that for sure. So looking ahead a little bit, I mean, between Meta's project here in Northeast and Project Jupiter across the way in New Mexico, and you mentioned a couple others that are in the works in the Lower Valley, I mean, is this region, is the El Paso Las Cruces region sort of on track to become this new data center hub or corridor for the AI economy? And if so, what are going to be the biggest challenges towards sustaining that kind of growth?
Yeah, I think this is a really big question that's emerged in my mind in the last couple of months, because like, data centers have existed for decades, but I think we're really seeing this rapid boom in spending, and all these technology giants are spending like tens and tens of billions of dollars to like, in a huge race as fast as possible. Let's build as many as we can. Project Jupiter is part of this bigger Stargate initiative, spend like $500 billion on data centers, and that's here in our area, right? So, yeah, and also, I mean, some of the supporters of the Meta project, for example, have kind of alluded to like, there could be a clustering effect, and you know, you have one data center here, and so, you know, maybe the construction companies get good at building them, or the HVAC companies get good at servicing them, or whatever. Like, there could be some kind of impact from that, you know, follows on these data centers that we're seeing built now. And then also, like I mentioned, I mean, there's the Fervorit company, like maybe there are these other startups that we try to bring here. Hey, you know, you can get opportunities to work and implement your technology at some of the data centers that exist here. Of course, there's a big mismatch between like the dollar size of the investment, which is huge, and then the jobs numbers. So do we really want to pin our, you know, future economic development on like these projects that don't create a ton of jobs? I worked in San Antonio for several years, and the Toyota factory is like the economic development crown jewel there, where they build the Tundra trucks, and it's like thousands and thousands of jobs. And then there's the suppliers next to it, there are thousands of jobs. So by comparison, data centers seem to yield less as far as, you know, jobs numbers and stuff. And then of course there's like the resource questions. I mean, there's a limit at some point to the water El Paso Water can supply. And I mean, El Paso Water, to their credit, is they're doing a lot as far as like expanding the desalination plant. They're building this new drinking water facility in the Lower Valley, a new drinking water plant. They were talking recently about accelerating plans to import water from Del City. So like, El Paso Water is really thinking about, you know, expanding supply and making sure we have enough water. And they're also expanding the Upper Valley Water Treatment Plant as well. But even so, like, there's still going to be a limit to the amount of data centers that we can host here and service. Same thing with El Paso Electric. I mean, I suppose they could just build a power plant for every single one, but I mean, you know, that's a costly and complex process for them to undertake. So it's an interesting question that I think has emerged, and I kind of see, we've seen some stuff, you know, not pan out from an economic development perspective, and we thought we were going to get all this funding from the government for aerospace, and there's other stuff like that, and so maybe this is the new path ahead. But I would be a little bit skeptical about, you know, becoming this big hub and that just transforming El Paso's economy. I'm not sure that that's the best path forward, but we'll see.
Okay, so nebulous in some ways, but yeah. One thing that is for sure is that Meta is coming, and so is Project Jupiter. And I know you're going to be the man that keeps everyone abreast of all the developments in that. So I encourage all our listeners to head to elpasomatters.org online or follow us on social media to make sure to get the latest from you, Diego. So thank you very much for all the work you do. And if there's nothing else you got, I think we can call it.
Sounds good. We'll leave it there, Pablo. Appreciate your time. Ask me some questions.
All right. Thank you, Diego.